Several years before this story took place, when Violet was 10 and Klaus was 8 and Sunny was not even a fetus, the Baudelaire family went to a county fair in order to see a pig that their uncle Elwin had entered in a contest. The pig contest turned out to be a bit dull, but in the neighboring tent there was another contest that the family found quite interesting, the biggest lasagna contest. The lasagna that won the blue ribbon had been baked by 11 nuns and was as big and soft as a large mattress. Perhaps because they were at such an impressionable age, the phrase impressionable age here means 10 and 8 years old, respectively, Violet and Klaus always remembered this lasagna, and they were sure they would never see another one anywhere near as big. Violet and Klaus were wrong. When the Baudelaires entered the cafeteria, they found a lasagna waiting for them that was the size of a dance floor. It was sitting on top of an enormous trivet to keep it from burning the floor, and the person serving it was wearing a thick metal mask as protection, so that the children could only see their eyes peeking out from tiny eyeholes. The stunned Baudelaires got into a long line of children and waited their turn for the metal-masked person to scoop lasagna onto ugly plastic trays and hand it wordlessly to the children. After receiving their lasagna, the orphans walked further down the line and helped themselves to green salad, which was waiting for them in a bowl the size of a pickup truck. Next to the salad was a mountain of garlic bread, and at the end of the line was another metal-masked person, handing out silverware to the students who had not been inside the administrative building. The Baudelaire said thank you to the person, who gave them a slow metallic nod in return. They took a long look around the crowded cafeteria. Hundreds of children had already received their lasagna and were sitting at long rectangular tables. The Baudelaire saw several other children who had undoubtedly been in the administrative building, because they had no silverware. They saw several more students who had their hands tied behind their backs as punishment for being late to class. And they saw several students who had a sad look on their faces, as if they had been forced to buy somebody a bag of candy and watch them eat it, and the orphans guessed that these students had failed to show up to one of Nero's 6-hour concerts. But it was none of these punishments that made the Baudelaire orphans pause for so long. It was the fact that they did not know where to sit. Cafeterias can be confusing places because there are different rules for each one, and sometimes it is difficult to know where one should eat. Normally, the Baudelaires would simply eat with one of their friends, but their friends were far, far away from Prufrock Preparatory School, and Violet, Klaus, and Sunny gazed around the cafeteria full of strangers and thought they might never put down their ugly trays. Finally, they caught the eye of the girl they had seen on the lawn and who had called them such a strange name and walked a few steps toward her. Now, you and I know that this loathsome little girl was Carmelita Spatz, but the Baudelaires had not been properly introduced to her, and so did not realize just how loathsome she was, although as the orphans drew closer, she gave them an instant education.
"Don't even think of eating around here, you cake sniffers!"
Carmelita Spatz cried, and several of her rude, filthy, violent friends nodded in agreement.
"Nobody wants to have lunch with people who live in the orphan shack!"
"I'm terribly sorry," Klaus said, although he wasn't terribly sorry at all. "I didn't mean to disturb you." Carmelita, who had apparently never been to the administrative building, picked up her silverware and began to bang it on her tray in a rhythmic and irritating way.
"Cake-sniffing orphans in the orphan shack! Cake-sniffing orphans in the orphan shack!"
she chanted, and to the Baudelaire's dismay, many other children joined right in.